Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder and president of Heckman Financial, right here in Silicon Valley. This is a show where we talk about retirement planning. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Now, here we are facing 2021. I don't know if you're ready for it or not, but if you're like me, let's get 2020 over with. And it's time to talk about some practical goals for next year. So if you could use some guidance on creating and sticking to your financial goals, Eric is here to help you. Of course, 800-454-1184 is his phone number. 800-454-1184. You'll hear us talk about the blueprint to worryless wealth. And getting this blueprint can help you plan out your retirement. Eric has designed this for retirees. He's offering it to you complimentary. 800-454-1184. You can get on Eric's calendar if you'd like, or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, I think I can still wish you Merry Christmas, and then, of course, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, well, to you too. And, hopefully everybody had a good Christmas. And I know everybody, of course, is looking forward to saying bye to 2020. So that's one of those ones where you don't have to ask people if that's okay to get rid of this year. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, we've got some, you know, the government's giving away some free money again. And, you know, we'll see how that helps, just boost the economy while we're all waiting to get vaccinated here. And so at least we have some positive things to start off the year with. And, there's some stuff that financially people really should be starting to do, especially at the new year. So that's kind of what we're going to be going over today.
Right. Now, first, I do want to ask you personally, what would be on your list of New Year's resolutions for 2021?
Yeah, well, for me, it's, I got just need to go out to do Hawaii, and I've done wrapping up my 50 states in 50 miles, riding my bicycle 50 miles in 50 states in 25 months. And, so that's been a big goal I've been working on. So, I don't know. My boys keep trying to say, okay, I should ride across Canada or something else now. And we're going to have to kind of rethink a little bit beyond that, what the next big challenge will be. But, beyond that, it's just really, for us, it's just trying to keep helping lots of clients. I mean, last year was actually amazingly good year for us, considering, most of our marketing stuff, we do a lot of educational live events. And of course, those all had to go virtual. And so we do still have a lot of webinars that people can see on our website, but it's just not the same sometimes when when you can't be in person and such. So hopefully somewhere at the end of the year, mid year, we'll be able to get back and, see people face to face and really be face to face. Right.
I certainly hope so. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Now on your goal, you're almost done then. Hawaii is the only state left for you to ride 50 miles in.
Yep.
My gosh. When do you think that's going to happen in 2021?
Still about to book it. So it'll be either late January, but probably early February.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. You have really accomplished a lot. And is it in 25 months or is it less?
If I do it in February, it'd be kind of 25-ish. It'll be just right about there.
Gotcha.
I did 49 in 20 months.
Oh my gosh, that's excellent. That's excellent. You just had to put yourself on pause. You had a little biking mishap.
Right.
And you're healing from that okay?
Yep.
Okay. Now, if we do look back on the past year, we don't really want to, but what would be some financial lessons that we could take with us into 2021, Eric?
Well, obviously, the probably number one is don't overreact, right? I mean, we had the worst, fastest stock market crash ever. We also had the fastest recovery ever. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of that was just because the Fed printed $3 trillion out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. We don't know how they're going to get rid of that money back out of the economy, but at some point they're supposed to. And so, there's going to be some interesting side effects going forward from how they recovered. But as an investor, a lot of stuff came back really fast. Now, it didn't come back evenly. I mean, a lot of the companies in the S&P 500 were actually, still negative or not doing very well, even though the market, the index was shooting up a lot. Well, why was that? It's all the high tech stuff, right? It's Apple, it's Google, Microsoft, all these, Amazon, all the stuff that switched to digital. They got huge benefactors. So, like any times, there's always, if it's good or bad times, there's always somebody making money and somebody always losing money. And so, if you have a fairly diverse portfolio, you're going to be doing pretty decent and getting parts of all that. You may not get all of it. And 2020 was definitely a year where diversification actually hurt. which is strange. There's not too many time frames like that. But, you know, that was one of those few years where having a ton of money only in tech would have paid off very well. But, you know, going forward, of course, you still want to be diverse. And then you also want to make sure you have some money protected because, you know, there were people that were retired already last year and they may have needed money. And guess what? They may have not been able to wait 3, 4, or 5 months before everything came back and to use that money. So if you had everything in the market, there's no options. It's just what's the least painful thing to sell? And that's not usually a smart way to plan. So, you know, that's one of the things that I think people need to be really thinking about going forward here.
So, Eric, we always talk about New Year's resolutions, but we do know sometimes they can get a little short-sighted. So, you know, how do you help someone focus on the long-term goals instead?
Yeah, I think beginning of the year is probably one of the best times to be kind of thinking about all that stuff. I mean, you know, obviously everybody does these New Year's resolutions, and most of them, all the stats say that most of them are gone by February because people don't write them down. They don't stick to it. They don't make it a habit. They don't build it into their, you know, their daily schedule and such. And so, you know, if you're not doing all those things, it's going to be very tough for you to be very successful at any of these goals, you know, especially if you don't even write it down. I mean, if you just say it and that's it, that's just more like a dream or fantasy. You know, it's not really a goal. Goal's got to be written. It's got to be on paper and something recognizable, something you can go back and track. And that is no different for a financial goal. So, you know, if your goal is to be able to not have to work, you know, it may not be the traditional retirement, but to at least have it where you're choosing to work, but you don't have to work. Well, that's what we want people to get to. We want to help them get to that point where they have worried less about their money and they worry more about going off and having fun and doing good stuff and hopefully traveling again and all that stuff we want to do. And so, you know, that's why we built the blueprint to worry less wealth. What that is it's a written income plan, again, written because goals got to be written. It's also an investment plan. How much risk do you have now? I mean, have you looked at how everything's now in your portfolio? Because guess what? Tech has probably gotten to be a huge part of it on accident. And, you know, so we want to look at that risk level and do you have foundational assets and steady income assets on top of that market money? Then we will look at taxes. Taxes are going to be going up. We all know that. So what can you do, especially this year, to take advantage of this low tax bracket that we're all in right now? That's a critical item. Looking at healthcare, obviously, with all the health issues that have been going on with the country. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your assets? Is that all set up correctly? And those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth, something that we can help you with. Right now, we're actually not charging it. We're waiving our $1,500 planning fee. And we're allowing people just to have that phone call with us, find out what their worries, their concerns. And then we go through the blueprint and we actually show you what path you're on now. And then we say, hey, here's some issues you might want to fix. And then that's if you want to work with us or do it on your own, that's up to you. But again, there's no cost, no obligation. So I don't know why you wouldn't want to take some time and really, really take care of yourself. So start off the new year right by giving us a call and setting up that phone call, 800-454-1184. Again, you can call or text 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
They help people retire every day, help retirees fund their retirement. Check him out on their website. It's wealthcreatorradio.com or give him a phone call. He would love to help you. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we have so much to get to. Stick around for more.
Join us for an honest talk about what can financially happen when you or your parents pass away. At this important talk, we'll discuss information you need to know about your parents before you have to settle their affairs, what your spouse needs to know now before you pass away, and what your adult children need to know now before they have to settle your affairs. You can view this virtual webinar by going to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. And feel free to share this link with your loved ones and friends so they can hear this important information too. At Heckman Financial, we are the home of worry less wealth, arming you with information for the hard times to help you worry less. And for watching this webinar, you'll also receive a complimentary gift. Just go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and he is an author of the book Worry Less Wealth. He wrote this book to open our eyes to all things financial that happen in retirement. He wants you to have a remarkable retirement, and he's offering this book to you complimentary. Just head to his website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, it's time for our financial fail. We do this every week because, obviously, we can always learn from other people's mistakes, right?
Yeah, and it's not to bash what somebody else has done or say something bad about them.
Right.
It's just, you know, stuff that we all do sometimes and we just don't really pay attention. And the biggest one I'm seeing right now is a lot of people, you know, either going to cash, as it's called, you know, where they, you know, sell out of everything and just put it in the money market or the stable value fund in their 401k. But the hard part is they're not, you know, what's the timeline? When do you get back in? What are the rules for, you know, jumping back in? Or are you going to make hardly anything for 10, 15, 20 years? You know, it's one of these things where to do a decision like that, you need to have another decision already laid out. So, you know, I had somebody who had met with that, he literally did it, like, I think it was the lowest day there in March, earlier this year when the crash was going. And he went 100% to cash when the market was down over 30%, and then, you know, jumped back up again. And he was not part of that jump back up, right? And I've seen this in 08, 09, seen this in dot-com days. And, you know, it's one of these things where, first of all, if you can't handle those swings, you were incorrectly invested in first place. You know, you should not be invested in something that's going that crazy, right? That's one way to not have that anxiety, not to have that stress, is don't play that game, right? So that'd be one thing. And then the other part would be, okay, now how can you make more money without having all that risk? What should you do differently? You know, how can you make a good return, but without having insane levels of, you know, volatility and so forth? So, you know, there are options out there. There's some great tools. There's stuff where they index with the market, but they don't go down with the market. You're not going to get all the earnings, but you're going to get a good portion of them. You know, that's one solution. There's some steady income assets that aren't volatile and they don't play in the stock market game. They're just on their own. And most of those are paying 5-6%, sometimes up to 7%. So, you know, those are things that you could be looking at that are different, that are a different solution, and can really help you out a lot. So, you know, that'd be one of the things to be looking for is, okay, how can I invest differently so I don't have to freak out?
Give Eric a call, because this is what they help you with. They do this. This is all part of a retirement plan, and they can help you and guide you with your investments. So let me give you that phone number. It's 800-454-1184. That's a number that you can call. You can go in and see him or virtually talk to him over the phone. 800-454-1184, and they'll take you through their blueprint to worry less wealth for your retirement. That's ultimately what Eric is offering you complimentary. Eric, I know you've been on some trips this year in your RV. Is it a 5-star RV? I'm so anxious to see it.
I don't know what a 5-star would be. It's not like with the, you know, the rock stars touring, those big huge Greyhounds that are all, you know, souped up and stuff. But it's not bad. It's definitely a pretty nice ride, and it's been fun. We bought it in New Hampshire, and I've been basically driving it through the country. And you know, we left it in Nashville, and we're about to head back out to Nashville to pick it up to drive it the rest of the way home. But you know, it's been a great way, and I'm still on my mission to ride 50 miles in all 50 states. That's one that you know, I have another Instagram and Facebook page called 50 miles, 50 states, 25 months. And, you know, people could also follow me there. But, you know, that's one of those fun kind of things to do. So, yeah, I was able to ride my bike in 14 states in 50 days, 50 miles in each one. And so that was a fun time, and got 8 more states I'm going to try on the next RV trip. So, you know, it's definitely a good way to travel right now. And you don't have to see people. You know, fill up the gas station, yep. you know, other than that, you know, you don't really see people there even other than going to the grocery store, which is something I would do at home anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You don't not going into places. So it's one way to obviously have that mask on always, but, at least be able to see the country and do things without having to worry about all the virus issues.
Yeah, the social distancing and all of that. But if you're not traveling in an RV, you might end up staying in a roadside hotel that probably is not going to be that 5-star rating that I think we all want. And I want to compare this to retirement plans. I know that we need to have a 5-star retirement plan. If you want that in retirement, what do you have to do? What do we have to do to get that 5-star rating?
Yeah, so there is 5 areas, and for our process, we call it the blueprint to worry less wealth. And the reason why we talk about worry less wealth is because of mainly because my mom, she was always worried about this, worried about that, and she was our chief worrying officer. And so, you know, I wanted to come up with a plan and process to say, okay, how can we not have to be freaking out about, you know, like when you go into one of those kind of sketchy motels, you know, what's in the bed or what's, you know, how clean is this place or anything like that? Well, same thing with retirement. You know, how do you not have to keep worrying about the market or worrying about taxes or worrying about all these things? And how can you be more relaxed? And, you know, really, I mean, when you're relaxed and you're on a trip and everything's great, you know, you're at that 5-star place, you know, you're not worried about any of that stuff. You're just enjoying things and you're just, you know, relaxing. And so that's really what we want to do with retirement. So there's 5 areas that you got to do, got to take care of no matter what. And you have a plan for these, even if you don't know what the plan is. So that's the other scary part, is if you don't know what the plan is, then that's really bad. So really what you want to do is you want to have, first and foremost, got to have an income plan. You know, have to have an income plan, figure out how you're going to get that money for the rest of your life, an investment strategy, a tax strategy. How are you going to make sure you pay the least in taxes? And what is your tax allocation risk? That's something that people don't even talk about, is how your money is allocated tax-wise. How are you going to pay for health care? Health care has gotten to be more and more expensive. And then lastly, who gets your stuff when you're gone, right? The estate planning and how do you get that money? So, you know, that's one of the things that we are actually doing for people right now during these COVID times. I know it's a lot tougher for a lot of people, but in a way it's somewhat easier because you may not have to travel. You may have not to go places. You don't even have to figure out how to park at our garage if you don't want to. So, you know, we can just do it over Zoom or do it over a phone call, but we usually start with a 15 to 30 minute phone call just to see, you know, what's your situation. And then if you want to have us develop that blueprint, it's actually no cost, no obligation right now. What we're doing for radio listeners during these times is we're waiving the planning fee and we're just saying, okay, hey, let's get you to have this info and let's get you to have that plan and know where you're at. And then if you want to work with us to help fix any problems that we point out, that's great. If not, hey, at least you learned a lot. But again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, now's the time to give us a call and just leave us a message and we'll get back to you at 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book a time directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, why don't you tell us the difference between an income plan and a wealth management strategy? Because I think some people, after I've heard you talk for so long, some people confuse the two.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, you know, that, hey, you know, you see all these ads about, you know, I hate annuities, you should too, or invest and forget, you know, don't invest and forget, and all these other silly things that are great slogans. Most of these people are just money managers. They're just going to say, okay, give us your pile of money. We'll only take you if you've got a $500,000 or whatever, and we'll try to make your money and make more money. But that sounds nice, whatever. But first of all, can they really do anything better or more improved? But more importantly, what's the plan to get it all out? How are you going to spend it? Are they looking at your taxes? How are they going to lower your taxes over the rest of your lifetime? You know, how are they going to make sure that money lasts with, you know, without having to worry about the market? If they're saying everything has to be in the market, well, the answer to that is no, you're going to be freaked out for the rest of your life. Is that really what you want for retirement? And that's what you talk about, having a plan. Just like a pilot, they know what's going to happen if something goes bad and we know what to do. You got to have it for all those types of different contingencies. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call and leave us a message. If you want us to do that, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice when you go see him, and he's offering that to you today, complimentary. Eric, when you and your family go on a trip, you know, I know you plan ahead of time. What are some of the things you like to look for your kids?
Well, we like to do stuff. I think probably the worst thing I could ever do is have to sit on a beach for 8 hours straight. To me, that'd be just boring. I mean, if I'm out in the waves or something, I mean, anytime we'd go for the Cub Scout and Boy Scout beach trips, I'd usually be one of the few adults that's out there jumping in the waves. You know, it doesn't matter if the water's 55 degrees or 60 degrees or whatever. You know, we're out there doing stuff, and yeah, I'll go back and eat food. But yeah, sitting on the beach, sitting around, gosh, that just sounds painful to me. So we'd rather go see stuff, do things, you know, do a zip line, do something fun. You know, obviously I've been doing a lot of my RV trips, with riding my bike and doing things like that. So yeah, I mean, for us, anytime we're doing fun trip is what we're really talking about. You know, what kind of activities can we do, or what kind of sights can we see, and what kind of places can we go to? So
exactly.
I always think that's the most important.
And then of course you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, right? You want to make sure that, you're not going to overpay for something, right?
Of course not. Yeah, yeah. So it's always good to plan some of those out. And obviously right now travel's getting to be tough, but I know a lot of people are booking stuff for next year, and hopefully the next year is able to travel. We'll see.
We can only hope. We can only hope.
Yep.
So it's very important also to make sure that you're taking steps to preserve your retirement savings, just like we try to preserve our money, you know, every day. So I wonder, can you get into the whole tax planning, tax preparation, and explain the difference, please, Eric?
So the best way I always like to talk about the difference is, so you're watching the news, and the reporter's standing there, and you see the smashed out windows of a jewelry store, or you know, whatever, however the theft happened, and then this place got robbed, and they're just reporting on how much stuff got stolen and so forth. What's there to do about that right then? Can that reporter help at all?
Mm-mm.
No, not right. I mean, there's nothing they can do. It's already happened.
Right.
And that's really what you're doing. What used to be in April, this year was mostly in July, but during tax time, the
right,
normal tax time, that's what you're doing, is you're reporting on what already happened. Some people do almost feel like it's a crime of what happened to them tax-wise, for sure. Often it can feel like that. And so, yeah, so that's one of the things that, that you do when you do your tax preparation for reporting on the previous year. So when you did your 2019 tax return in 2020, there was pretty much absolutely not anything you could do anymore because the year had already ended. That's just tax, preparation. That's just doing the tax return, preparing the returns, right? If you're doing tax planning, that's what you have to do in the year in which it's happening. So if you want to, say, move some money to a Roth IRA and get rid of those taxes all, for the rest of your life, that may make sense, but how much should you convert? What if you convert some and it jumps you up into another bracket? For people on Medicare, what if you convert some and it makes your Medicare premiums double or triple? These are things that a lot of people aren't always talking about. So, you know, that's the stuff that you want to be doing. How do I pay the least tax going forward? How can I, you know, lower my taxes overall? And sometimes the answer is by paying more tax today, which sounds weird, but that really can be often the answer because we know tax rates are going to be going up. So that's really what you want to be talking about and thinking about. And you have to be doing some tax planning, really. That, and most financial advisors, what do they say? Oh, we don't give tax advice. Well, that's like one of the biggest areas of your financial plan.
So, right.
Yeah. How can you not advise me on that? That's like going to your general practitioner doctor and, you know, he says, oh, well, I don't work on the left side of the body, only the right side. What? Yeah. Hold it. They're all connected.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all one.
So, yeah, that always blows my mind when I hear people saying that. And if these financial advisors have no training in taxes, how can they be giving full financial advice? Because that's one of the massive things that has to do with every single decision we make and every single investment we do is taxes.
This is all part of your blueprint to worry less wealth that you take your retirees through. Tax planning is one whole point, right? It's one whole star. We're talking about a 5-star retirement plan.
Yep, exactly. And so, yeah, that's why we go through that. And you know, one of the things we have is we've got this some great software where we can actually make you a tax map. And it's just like a little pictorial so you can actually see where that next jump up, because we're all in all the brackets. So a lot of times people don't really understand what the tax brackets are. You know, like if you're single, you can make $12,000 and have no tax, right? Because of your standard deduction would get rid of it all. And so then you'd be in the 10% and the 12% and 22, you know, it just keeps going up. So some of your money is all in those different brackets. And so if you know you've got, say, 15,000 before you hit the next bracket, well, maybe you should take advantage of that lower bracket and do something with it, especially this year, because maybe you had an income reduction. Maybe you weren't working as much. This may be one of the best years ever to do something to protect your taxes long term. But again, you got to plan that and you got to do that now, not in 2021 for 2020, because it's all over then. You can't make it, you know, you can't go backwards. So, you know, again, if that's what you want to look at and you want to say, hey, Eric, can you look at my situation? Can you say, okay, what should I be doing tax-wise? You know, what should I be doing with my money? What does it make sense to do a Roth conversion? How can I put more money away and have it be tax efficient so it's not generating and compounding my taxes year to year because if I'm saving more money and it's costing me more taxes as I save more money? Those are issues that we can help you with. And again, there's no cost or obligation right now what we're doing for people right now for during this COVID time. So we're going to allow you to do this planning where we'll show you that plan. We'll show you what path you're on. We'll tell you what's happening, good and bad. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us to help fix those issues. But again, it's a great way to learn about your own situation and really know what's happening. So if you want to give us a call and set up a time to either just do a phone call and just kind of go over whatever concerns and worries you have, the phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, you can leave a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book a time directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about creating a 5-star retirement plan. You have to make sure you have all of these key points in your plan. Eric, I know that we talk on our show all the time about the high costs of health care for retirees. Fidelity estimates that a 65-year-old couple is going to spend about $285,000 for health care in retirement, and that doesn't even include long-term care. So that just blows my mind. Are the retirees that you work with aware of this steep estimate?
I don't really think so. We know healthcare is expensive, but especially when you're working, you've got really, you know, if you're working at a big company, usually you're not paying much for your, you know, healthcare costs and you got a good plan. And so you're a lot of times sheltered from it. I mean, I had a client whose house was paid off and she was saying, oh, yeah, I think we're going to, you know, her husband was still working, but she was retired and he's a little bit younger, so he's not at Medicare age. And they get their health insurance through his work. And she's like, yeah, we can probably just live on $3,000 a month. And I said, well, what about the healthcare costs? And when we figured it out, it's going to be at least $1,000 a month if the husband retires at 65, you know, for both of them, not counting before. If he retires before that, it'd probably be more like $1,500 Or maybe up to $2,000 a month.
Wow!
And so, if you're talking about $3,000 a month budget versus, adding another $1,000 or $1,500 to that, that's a third or 50% higher, cost of living just because of the healthcare, and that's just for premiums. We're not talking doctor visits and all the other stuff, right? So there are some options. There's some really good options out there for people. There's some alternative ways to do it that are really good now, and they're changing a lot, but they're still pretty decent. Again, if you want to go over that or taxes or any of those types of issues, set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with us. We'll ask whatever you're concerned about, whatever your worries are, and see if we can help you. Again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Join us for an honest talk about what can financially happen when you or your parents pass away. At this important talk, we'll discuss information you need to know about your parents before you have to settle their affairs, what your spouse needs to know now before you pass away, and what your adult children need to know now before they have to settle your affairs. You can view this virtual webinar by going to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. And feel free to share this link with your loved ones and friends so they can hear this important information too. At Heckman Financial, we are the home of worry-less wealth, arming you with information for the hard times to help you worry less. And for watching this webinar, you'll also receive a complimentary gift. Just go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant, always here to give you solid, independent advice. So here we are, ready to get some more advice from you, Eric. We're going to take some questions from retirees on the streets, and these are questions that are top of mind. So you ready to do this?
Yep, let's go for it.
All right, here we go. Question number one.
Hey, so my buddy down the street keeps bringing up this investment over and over and over again. He's excited about it. He swears by it. I'm interested, but I'm also concerned because I really don't know a whole lot about it. So what would be the best way to research something like that? Because I've always heard that you should always understand what you're investing in.
Yeah, so that's something definitely that you hear a lot, right? Somebody says, oh, you should be buying this or you should be doing this. And sometimes they work and sometimes they blow up massively and they're very ugly. And, a lot of times they're not appropriate for your situation either. So, yeah, I think the hardest part about that is back in the dot-com days, everybody was giving you, financial advice, your gardener, your hairstylist, whatever, right? Everybody's like, here's a hot stock tip. And then, of course, the great dot-com bust happened, and most all of those things went to nothing. You definitely have to know what you're investing in, and so read the stupid, horrible prospectus. At least look at that. At least check that out. Or first of all, why that? I mean, why is that one that whatever way better than everything else out there to invest in? Do you have that money to lose? I mean, is it stuff that you're okay with losing? And then, look at how is it going to affect things? I mean, how are you going to get back out of it, good or bad? So a lot of times people just kind of blindly buy stuff and then they have no exit strategy. It's kind of like you jumped on a boat and then you're like, I think this boat's going where I want to go, but I'm not sure. Right? And so then, okay, now how are you going to get off if it's the wrong place? You want to know this stuff ahead of time and have that plan. So be careful when you... have a buddy saying this or that. Lots of times I've found probably more often than not, those things don't work than do work.
All right, we're taking questions from retirees. Here's another one for you, Eric.
I'm a freelancer and I've always had enough income, but I don't have a company 401k that I can contribute to. So what are some options for me when it comes to saving for retirement? I'm 47, so I do have some time, but I don't want to put it off any longer.
Yeah, so there's a lot of people, tons now in the so-called gig economy, right, where they're not in the 401ks, you know, type in, you know, environment. So they're getting 1099s, you know, maybe they're delivery drivers or whatever it is. And so, yeah, you have to know what's out there. You can do a solo 401k. So what that basically is it's one where you just set it up and you're the only person for your company. So you can, you know, do pretty much the same rules as a 401k. And so it allows you to go up to that 19,000 if you're under 50, or if you're 50 and up, you can go up to 26,000. So, you know, that's a great way to go. The hard part is, you know, do you want to be doing pre-tax or do you want to do after-tax? So do you want to do traditional or Roth? You know, if you're doing a traditional, that means you get the tax write-off today, which of course everybody loves. But if you get a tax write-off on 10 grand and then that 10 grand becomes 50 at retirement and you owe the taxes all on that 50K, and what if that tax rate's higher then? Yikes, right? You have no choice. You have no options. There's no way out of it. And so, yeah, if you want to do some Roth stuff, you can actually do that too. And so, yeah, there's, again, it always, you know, I hate having to always kind of go back to the same answer, but, you know, it's that evil four-letter word, right? The plan, right? You have to do have some sort of plan. So, again, you know, where's your money today? You know, how much can you put away? And then, yeah, there's things like SEP IRAs, 401ks, and the solo 401k, of course, I was talking about there. And there's also other ways to put money away into other tax-efficient investments. So, again, that goes down to like how much liquidity do you need? Because especially if you have your own business, you might need access to some of that stuff. So there's a lot more nuance than sometimes people think about. And so that's what you really want to do is figure out what's the best plan for you, and but do it in a context of a plan. And so, you know, if you have that blueprint to worry less wealth that we do here at Heckman Financial, yeah, we would be able to say, okay, well, here's how you're going to get income in retirement. So this is how much money you need to be investing. And here's the tax strategies that we should be implementing today going forward. And then look at the healthcare issues. Also, if you're self-employed, there may be some great healthcare benefits that you can take advantage of. And then also, of course, who's going to get your funds at the end with whatever legacy plan you have. So, yeah, we want to look at all that all together. And normally, we've been charging a $1,500 planning fee. We've been waiving that now. And with all these COVID times, making things easier. So we just want to show how you're going to have that money grow and build. And then, yeah, down the road, yeah, we can take that money out and, you know, have a good retirement, right? And that's what this is all about. But again, if you want to take advantage of that offer, it starts with just a simple phone call. Yeah, no obligation, no cost. All we do is sit and talk for 15, you know, 20, 30 minutes and find out what's your situation, answer any questions. And then if it makes sense to keep going from there, we'll do that. So again, if you want to take advantage of that offer, just give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Thank you so much for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Of course, Heckman Financial is right here in the Silicon Valley area. We're taking questions from retirees on the street, and here's another one for you, Eric.
Oh, lately, all the negative news has just been overwhelming, and I just want to tune everything out. But I know it's really important to stay informed. What should I do?
Yeah, there is so much negative press out there and all that. And, you know, there's a lot of just junk about, you know, stocks and bonds. And, you know, the media has to do something to make it interesting, right? So, you know, you got Jim Cramer yelling and screaming, buy this, sell this, buy this, sell this. And it's like, what about your advice from yesterday? Oh, ignore that because that was yesterday. It's like, what? Hold on. You know what? You have to change everything every day? That makes no sense, right? So, yeah, you got to tone down all that stuff and, you know, you don't want to do ostrich financial planning, you know, where you stick your head in the sand and, you know, just don't look at your statements. That's not good. But you want to do a little bit of a balance, right? You want to check out your portfolio. You do want to get some information. You know, one of the things that we've been doing here at Heckman Financial during all this, you know, change in culture or whatever you want to call it that 2020 has brought about is, you know, we do have a lot of webinars. And, you know, there's a lot of webinars on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. And a lot of those are just very educational stuff. So, you know, if you just want to learn about stuff, I think that's a great way to go is just learning about concepts, learning about things. But watching, you know, buy this stock, sell this stock, all that type of stuff. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That stuff will just drive you nuts and, you know, just freak you out and make you worry about everything. Right. So yeah, I would totally try to stay away from some of that. But, you know, again, knowledge is pretty much the big key. And we do have, you know, some tax strategy seminars for the that we're doing for webinars, I should say, for the end of the year. And, you know, and so again, if you want to register for one of those, yeah, you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and, you know, find out what should you be doing tax-wise before the year end. So anything you can do to educate yourself more about financial matters is very, very good. And I think that's something that people need more than they should. And they're not, you know, they're paying attention to TMZ or other, you know, stuff. And, you know, reading some stuff about finance may be boring, but, you know, it also may be very good for you. So just do it a little bit. And then, you know, once you get that education, you'll be way better off.
Right. I love that this is something, a way that you guys have coped with COVID, and you're now doing the webinars. So just head to their website, wealthcreatorradio.com, and select from the various different topics that they have there for you. All right, Eric, one final question. Here you go.
Our youngest will be finishing high school next year, and it's really hitting me because I'm not sure we've saved enough for the future. We've just been so busy with life that we haven't thought much about retirement. What should we do first?
Well, I guess make sure that kid makes a lot of money.
Right? Yeah.
To take care of you, because, yeah, there's financial aid for college, but there's no financial aid for retirement. I've got two in college. This is my only evil year.
Yeah.
So not intentionally, but we have, you know, three boys and they're spaced out over 7 school years. So this is the only overlap year. Mm. But, you know, it is definitely super expensive and crazy expensive. And so, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, I see a lot of people helping their kids, and especially even at older ages. I mean, I see people raiding their retirement accounts to help their grown kids, you know, buy a house or do something else, and then they run out of money. And that's just, you know, that's not right. So you struggled, you had a hard time getting all this money. They can do that too. You know, it's more, you gotta, like the airlines, you know, always say, you know, take care of you first and then put your mask on somebody else, right? And you really need to do that with retirement too, because I see way too many people really doing it wrong. I mean, really helping out their kids too much. So, and one of the things we've come up with is actually a really great report on taxes and retirement. So, you know, if you wanted to get a copy of that, you can actually just text the word taxes, you know, T-A-X-E-S, right? Taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184, or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and request it right there online.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Glad to have you with us for Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is a well-known speaker and author, and he can provide you with guidance to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. That's his goal for you. Now, Eric, we've come to the time in our show when you give us an example of someone's wealth success story. Fun to hear how something has turned out for the best for someone. So what do you have for us today?
Well, I guess I'll kind of do it with the Dickens style, you know, it was the best of times and worst of times.
Oh, yeah.
And so just kind of comparing and contrasting, I mean, I had a client back in late 90s where he wanted to retire in 5 years. One of the main things I said is sell most of his $3.5 million of options on his company stock, and he didn't want to pay the taxes. So He only sold 500. Well, the remaining 3 million became quickly 500. And he ended up working about 10 or 12 more years. So not so good.
No.
But at the same time, just recently I've had a client who's working for a small company in Cupertino. Okay, not a small company for sure. That company's stock has done fantastic, right? And it's been going up and up. And last several years, though, we've been selling off chunks, which is hard to do when something's going up. But guess what? I mean, right now, he could, ignoring the stock he has in his own company, just with the money we've taken out, we've protected enough to where he can live for the rest of his life and they don't have to worry. So now everything else is just kind of extra bonus money, you know, icing on the cake, whatever you want to call it. You know, anytime you're talking about stocks, the hardest thing is, when are you going to sell it? Good and bad times. Anytime you own an individual stock, you got to know how to answer that question, both on the good and the down, right? Mm-hmm. So how far down are you going to ride it? Which most people ride them way too far down. And then also, when are you going to sell it? Because it's really tough to sell something that's going up.
Oh.
I mean, you can do stop losses where it'll trigger if it drops back down. I mean, you know, that's one thing that you can do to protect yourself. There's lots of different ways to do it. But if you do that, then at least now you've got a plan for that. And of course, yes, you're going to have that problem where, hey, if I kept it, I would have had X dollars more, or I would have been this much wealth. You know, who cares? You know, if you make 50%, or you make 100%, or you make 500%, you know, whatever the number is, as long as you made money, you did good. You know, it's not, oh, I could have done better. You know, it's kind of like that thing where, you know, you play a slot machine, you leave it, and the next person walks up and hits a jackpot.
Yes.
Right? You know, it doesn't necessarily mean it would have happened for you, but who knows? You know, but who cares? If you made money, then that's good. Again, if you want to give us a call or you want to set up a time to meet with us, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or find us online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week. Talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.